Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
Air fryers. Honestly, lads, I'm just telling you now, everyone's obsessed with them in the building as well. And Claire from the morning show told me you could cook a toasted sandwich in one the other day. I was like, what? And
she's
like,
yeah.
You can. Rob has one, I have one, and they're so healthy. That's the predominant reason to get one, because it's like having fried food, but without the deep fat fryer thing we would have known growing up. So the first thing to do, most important thing, is to regularly clean your air fryer. It's smoking a lot more than usual. It's a common air fryer mistake that leftover oil will build. So one way you can do it is pouring, washing up liquid into the air fryer, filling it up with water, set it to cook for 3 minutes. Once you open it, you'll see all the food and grease and everything in the water, and then you can tip it out. Do not put it in the dishwasher. This is a common mistake. But for anyone listening going, oh, I don't really fancy cleaning things, it's so easy to clean, and it's easier than lots of other ways of cooking. You have to preheat. One of the most common mistakes of the air fryer is failing to preheat. It takes about 3 minutes, that's all. Throw it on. Easy enough. The other thing is, and this is very important as well, is that you leave a couple of inches either side of it, because the air circulates underneath it. So don't crowd the air fryer. Leave a space around it for everything. Now, get ready, prepare what you can do. Firstly, the oil that you spray, and you only need a little bit of spray oil on stuff, is a high, one that can take a high heat, like sunflower or rapeseed or something like that. Get yourself a spray oil container, couple of sprays on anything you put in it, and that's it. You got some nuts in your house, you want them for a toasty snack? Throw them in. They'll be toasted and roasted in a couple of minutes. Don't stack food doubly, but if you have one single layer of sausages, breaded fish, chips, anything at all, you can stick them in the air fryer. It'll hard boiled eggs for you. If you don't want fried chicken, which cooks beautifully in the air fryer, to burn, you add a cup of water to the bottom of the air fryer before every use. And the water will also catch a lot of the grease and fat that can start smoking as well. But chicken, you probably cook it a lot in the air fryer, do you, Rob?
Yeah, chicken more so now in the other yolk, the slow cooker. But the air fryer, definitely. For the kids, nuggets. The kids live on nuggets, probably the same as yours. But they do them perfectly. So.
And the chicken, like thighs and any chicken breasts, all cooked gorgeous in it. The first thing you should, obviously chips is the first thing I used to do for a long time before I started doing loads of other things. You have to be careful on your temperature. Keep it around 200, and make sure as well with things like fries to give them a good shake halfway through. Listen to this. You and me love gravy, right? Partly, you know, the juices that are collected at the bottom of the air fryer.
Yeah.
You can use those, put them in the fridge and store them and make gravy with them.
Right.
Gravy.
So what would you be cooking? Juices. You'd be putting like a fillet of beef in the air fryer and the juices coming off that.
Yeah, steak in the air fryer as well. You can do that, yeah. Sausages are amazing in the air fryer.
Mm-hmm.
Any leftover mess, like splatters of crumbs, if you lay a foil along the basket's interior, that's another way that you can keep them easy to clean. Desserts, cheesecake, air fryer. I tried making carrot cake in the air fryer. That worked really well. Glazed ham, you can bake one of those bad boys in the air fryer. And as I said, boiling eggs as well, things like that. And if you're cooking chicken, if you cover it with, coat it in a little bit of cornstarch. So cut them into chunks, put some cornstarch, throw it into the air fryer, and it's gorgeous.
How would you make a cheesecake in the air fryer? Just kind of wondering.
You just basically have to, you cut it into pieces, put it in, and the cheese, because of the nature of the fact that it's cream cheese as opposed to cheese, which will melt, it tends to stay fairly, it doesn't melt all over the place, it tends to stay fairly as is. It's remarkable stuff. I made one the other day, and you only put it in for a couple of minutes. You put it in for a short amount of time, unlike the likes of corn on the cob. You'd cook that for 10 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm. Never thought of putting corn in the cob in.
Air fryer and are really high. Burgers, everything. Vegetables cook really nicely. If your kids don't like vegetables, cooked in the air fryer gives them a bit of crunch. Tenderstone broccoli is really good in the air fryer.
Mm.
And make sure to fully thaw out your veg as well, because it's not as nice when it's partially frozen going in.
I remember when we first bought it, I thought at the time it was just going to be a bit faddish, but it's seriously the most important thing in the kitchen. One of the most important things in the kitchen at the moment. It's used so frequently. We just need a bigger one now with a larger laser capacity.
Yeah, that's the thing. You can only have a single layer.
Yeah. That's, well, you mentioned that during your bit there, but not to double up on chips, like to not have chips on top of each other. But I do them all the time. I just give them a shake and they're grand, you know? So.
But some other things it says not to. Like, they don't cook as well as evenly, generally. Yeah, yeah. The other thing is leftovers. If you don't want to heat them in the microwave because stuff comes out mushy, air fryer. Everything can be reheated and brought back to life in the air fryer. There you go. I should bloody have shares in some sort of air frying company, but I don't, unfortunately.
I'm going to go home now. I'm going to whisk a few eggs. I'm going to have me some French toast in the air fryer. And that'll be
French toast, that's another goodie.
Yeah, I love French toast. I live on that stuff, to be honest. There you go. Some of your hacks. If you haven't got an air fryer, you know what to do.
Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.